If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike, Allie, Bo, Dylan, having so much fun. We're going to have Eric Jones, driver, the number 43, in the NASCAR Cup Series coming up here in about 20 minutes. Talk about some cool stuff he's got going on. That Atlanta Motor Speedway Saturday night race just around the corner. They're right there in the middle of June, man. So
my birthday weekend.
Yeah, well, there you go. So I bet I know where you'll be spending your birthday.
I wonder if Amy's going to get him a gift.
That'd be an interesting question.
Yes, shots fired. Nonetheless, man, so much fun hanging out here. Now
it's
we
not
do
have- shots fired. It's an unfair shot, is what it is. It's completely different.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. Shots were fired, whether or not you think they're fair or not.
Pew, pew.
Pew, pew. Stay cool. Pew, pew. Anyways, that's another story for another day. Mm-hmm. Look, we got to go in the huddle in just a second. We'll talk a little bit more about George Pickens. There's some interesting Derek Carr stuff that's coming out, some alternate helmets. Also, a tidbit about Elijah Moore, the former New York Jets draft pick that I didn't even realize is just insane to me. We'll get to that in just a second. Allie, though, brought up this morning. We were just hanging out in the bullpen, getting ready. She's like, yo, I think my neighbor is a big Braves fan. I think they know a little bit about Grant being my husband.
Yeah. I had to ask Grant last night. I was like, when you had this conversation with Lisa a couple, because she came over and introduced herself.
Lisa,
I was like,
okay.
Did you say anything about what you do for a living? He was like, no. She just said hi, introduced herself, and then we walked away. And last night I was walking my dog Nora, and Lisa was like, Allie, let me meet that dog. And so I walked over, and she was talking to Nora, and you know how people say things through a dog.
Yeah. Drop
she was
a
like,
nugget.
Hey, little girl, can you tell your mommy to ask your daddy why the Braves suck this year?
Oh, no.
Holy crap.
So we had a long conversation about it and how they were going to win last night, and it's all great. But I was like, Grant, I think Lisa knows what you do.
Oh, boy.
First of all, what's the show y'all are watching?
Does she watch The Last of Us?
Does she watch The Last of Us? That's the next question. That's what we need to figure out here. A lot of questions about that situation. No, isn't it like, it's so funny though, man. Because like, yeah, you're so right. People talking through the dog.
She was subtly hinting. Yes, yeah. I know something about you guys, but I don't just want to say it. Yeah.
It's funny when people you know in your neighborhood or that you know in the neighborhood group do that, and they act like they don't, but they do.
Right.
I've had that happen, and it's like, okay, well, that's different. But, I mean, it's funny how she did that to the dog. I mean, I'd have been like, you know, you could have just asked me. Or I'm the first, if I was you, I'd been like, you know, I'm the first lady of baseball. It's a sports talk show.
Grant's
why don't you ask me about the
Braves guru? It's not the only Braves guru in this house anymore.
Exactly.
Okay?
Well, shout out Lisa. She's very nice. I'm excited to be her neighbor.
Yeah. And
thanks for listening, Lisa.
Yeah, thanks for listening. No spoilers on The Last of Us.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, that's where the line gets crossed.
All right, let's go in the huddle. Bo, what do you think that first conversation is going to be like between George Pickens and Dak Prescott when they're like, you know, hey, what's up, man? I'm George. Hey, I'm Dak. Hey, listen, Dak, you're going to have to get me the ball. You're going to have to get me the ball at least 80 times this year, okay? Let's just go ahead and talk about that.
No, I think it goes more like, I'm always open. What? I'm Dak. I'm always open. I'm always open.
They call me IHOP. That,
that's what you need to call me. That's what you think when you see me. I'm always open because I'm always open. I mean, that's the George Pickens has a history of maturity issues on multiple teams, including Georgia. So who knows? I don't know. I mean, I'm more interested in how Brian Schottenheimer handles him on the sidelines and in training camp and practices and all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Well, and with George Pickens potentially getting traded, does this change the Aaron Rodgers trajectory at all? We're all kind of assuming he's going to Pittsburgh, but would this change that at all?
No. In fact, you know what? It might accelerate it.
That's what I said.
Because I can tell you that they already have DK Metcalf. We know that. They have some guys in there. The last thing Aaron Rodgers wants to do at like 40 is deal with that kind of garbage. And I say garbage, it says it's something you don't need when you're late in your career trying to win another title. It's some no one needs it. And Arthur Smith is probably the happiest person in Pittsburgh right now because he doesn't have to deal with a guy that he has to deal with hearing from or has to worry about is he going to run block, because we all know Arthur Smith likes his big bodied receivers who run block.
Yeah. Look, I don't know how it's going to pan out. I don't have a good feeling about it in Dallas, but we'll see, man. Maybe he's getting traded and he's going, hey, new team, new me, new attitude, whatever it is. So hopefully he can get lined up.
Mike.
Yo.
The talent that guy is and he can be.
Yes.
Shouldn't be traded for a third round and a late round swap.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. And obviously they're in need of playmakers over there in Dallas, and they're kind of cash strapped, so they have to make moves like this and hope for the best. I don't know that I trust a guy like Brian Schottenheimer to, you know, be able to develop that relationship with George Pickens, but we'll see nonetheless. Speaking of relationships between offensive players and head coaches and everything else, some more news coming out here recently, as recently as yesterday, about Derek Carr. Now, we all know that there's been off-season news about Derek Carr has a shoulder injury that we didn't know about. Jane Slater from NFL Network talked about it yesterday a little bit. Derek Carr has been to New Orleans twice in recent weeks to meet with Saints doctors. Now, I think we all kind of wondered, like, if he needs surgery, why hasn't he got it yet? Well, it turns out that this injury happened the same week in the same game that he had a wrist injury, so he hasn't really thrown. And then when he started the throwing program, he's like, uh-oh, something's wrong. And he evidently has had a bad history with this type of injury. He's hesitant to get the surgery. But you start looking at that Saints quarterback depth chart, Bo, and obviously they drafted Tyler Shuck, and they probably feel good about where he's at. But do you have an inkling whether or not we ever see Derek Carr back in a Saints uniform?
I don't think we will.
I don't either.
I also don't did it not hurt at all?
Yeah.
That's my biggest thing is how did you not know? Did you think it was an extension of your shoulder?
Right.
It just hurting? But no, I don't think we do. I that's why I'm kind of – the Tyler Shuck thing confuses me a little bit that you would take a quarterback there unless you're 100% sold on him being the future. To me, the move is for them to kind of do it. I would have done a soft reset. With a new coach, Mickey Loomis could be like, went to ownership. Look, we need to do a soft reset. We're so off, or a hard reset, really. We're so behind with the cap. Let's catch up. Let's do what Atlanta did, and then we can retool this thing with a rookie quarterback and go for it.
Yeah, and they're in a weird situation, too. They've drafted a quarterback three straight years. Jake Haener, they drafted a few years ago. Then also, they got in the fifth round last year, Spencer Rattler. And then they draft Tyler Shuck in the second. So it's almost like, dude, who's the guy? You know, if it's not Derek Carr, who's the guy? Which we've talked to Mike Dettillier about, and. You know, he's like, your guess is as good as mine at this point.
But, you know, I know that we can find the Russell Wilsons of the world and the Dak Prescotts and the Tony Romos and Tom Brady's, but there's a reason why I can name those guys very quickly off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Because most quarterbacks are taken in the first round. This whole thing where the league doesn't know how to evaluate quarterbacks, they do a lot more than people realize. Yeah, they might miss on them, but that's more about the position, I think, than anything.
Right.
It might be about the coaches there as well and developing them, but you know what guys have it, and not all of them are Ryan Leaf.
Yeah, I do want to.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Real quick, before we get to the alternate helmets, which teams will have those, I wanted to highlight this just a little bit because it kind of caught me off guard. Elijah Moore, who is going to Buffalo this offseason, he's a guy that obviously is a second-round pick of the New York Jets. I did not realize, Bo, that Elijah Moore, the number of quarterbacks he's played with, he played for the Jets, was drafted by the Jets, he got traded to Cleveland, meaning that he has had 10 different quarterbacks in the last 3 years. He's had Zach Wilson, Mike White, Joe Flacco twice. Chris Shrevler, Deshaun Watson, Dorian Thompson, PJ Walker, Jeff Driscoll, Jameis Winston, Bailey Zappi. Like, I have to think a guy like Josh Allen is a massive breath of fresh air for a wide receiver like Elijah Moore, just simply from a comfortability standpoint.
Yeah, he's kind of played with that Browns jersey that has all the names on it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, yeah, that's the quarterbacks I played with.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's only played 61 games in his career. He obviously came out of Ole Miss and a guy that, you know, had high expectations. He's only 25, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
a lot of upside.
I think Josh Allen would be happy for that too. Josh Allen can make guys better.
I agree, and I think that and obviously, you know, that's there's a write-up on NFL.com about this. He spoke to the media, Elijah Moore did, and he's so excited. So I'll be keeping my eye on a guy like him. And also finally, we got to get to it. Five new teams be debuting alternate helmets this year. One of those will be the Saints, who we've talked about a couple of times today. The other one being the Browns, who, you know, Elijah Moore just came from. Steelers and Chargers, for the first time ever, though, debuting their alternate helmets. And like I said, Browns, Commanders, and Saints all having new alternate helmets. Is there any letdown that the Falcons are not part of this list? Because their alternates being the Reds, I'm completely fine with.
No. What else are you going to do with the helmet? I mean, there's really only been two helmets. I'm not huge on the one with the gold stripe. I love it, but I don't like it as much as I do the one that they use in the 80s, like with Arch War and Dion War and stuff, the red helmet. I will be disappointed in if we're sitting here next year and we're not talking about new uniforms at some point, like with the Falcons.
It's time.
Yeah, we didn't do great with this one. I know who to blame, but I'll keep that to myself.
Reminder, this hour brought to you by Zero Res. Booking appointments today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Coming up on the other side, we got NASCAR's number 43, Erik Jones, that'll be hanging out with us. Hey, you think Erik Jones skips ahead on his wife when they're binging a show?
Well, we're going to find out.
I bet we'll ask him. That's coming up on the other side of the break.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.